Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Paul McDonald is here. Paul is Senior Executive Director at Robert Half. Paul, tell us about Robert Half.
Oh, Robert Half's been in business for over 70 years, and we specialize in finding jobs for people, and we help employers find professionals in the areas of accounting, finance, technology, creative and marketing, legal, and highly skilled administrative staff, both on a temporary basis and a direct hire basis.
All right. So, and that's roberthalf.com, H-A-L-F.com?
That's correct. And, yeah. What we're talking about is the future of work. If there's a 30-page thought leader white paper that we put together on the topic of the future of work and digital transformation.
Is that there on the main page, or is there another site for this report?
Well, if you go to roberthalf.com and put in the search under the research and insights, you'll find the future of work white paper.
Okay, so check that out, folks. You'll be glad you did. It's plain English. I have it in front of me, and it's even I can understand it, so I know you can. All right, Paul. Let's talk. As we went to the break, I said let's cut ourselves some slack, and I want you to help us out with this because I know you deal with a lot of clients. Your company is heavily client-based, regular folks out there hiring people and trying to make their way in the marketplace. I just think that when we're talking about adding all the digital leverage and the artificial intelligence, and I've been talking a lot about blockchain lately, and when we talk about all these things, sometimes it causes this generation, our generation, and I don't just mean baby boomers, I mean Gen X and Gen Y. We're the generation that's making the shift. We're doing the heavy lifting shifting between analog and digital. No other generation in the future is going to have to make the jump that we're having to make. And I think we ought to cut ourselves some slack. I don't think we need to feel deficient or stupid or inadequate or irrelevant. I think we just need to realize that we're having to make a big jump, and I just think we should cut ourselves some slack. We can't slack off. We still got to stay with it. But I don't think we should beat ourselves up about if we feel deficient anyway. What do you think?
I would agree with what you said, Jim. It's never too late to learn new technology. And know that technology changes are here to stay, and the pace of change that we're seeing right now is accelerating all the time. So I would say that, yes, we are pioneers. As you mentioned, people are going to be standing on our shoulders in the future, be it 10 years or 20 years. And who knows how it's going to look in 20 mm-hmm. years. Today, we've got the Internet of Things. We've got cloud services. We have artificial intelligence and machine learning. This advent of immersive technologies such as virtual reality, augmented reality mm-hmm. that is impacting some businesses today. I would just say don't fear, get involved. Every little bit you learn is going to be a benefit to you, to your employer, and actually to your personal life as well. Mm-hmm. It really helps you manage your personal life.
One of the things I tell small business owners about their involvement is you don't have to win the technology race for customers to give you credit and to do business with you. You don't have to win. You don't have to beat Amazon. You don't have to beat Google. You don't have to beat Microsoft. But you do have to be in the race. You have to participate in the race. What do you think, Paul? Last thoughts.
I think that you have to be in the game. You have to be in the race. So and there's always a subject matter expert that can help you. That subject matter expert might be someone who's 2 years experienced in cloud computing to help mm-hmm. you get your small business up and running in the cloud. I'm amazed at some of the service providers that I use personally that are small businesses that are really wired up. For instance, you make an appointment, immediately you get a text message for confirmation of that. That's available to small businesses. Technology.
And that's an example of them running in the race. And maybe what they do in the future, what they do next for you, isn't all that amazing, but at least they demonstrate to you that they were in the race. That's a good example. RobertHalf.com, RobertHalf.com. Go there and look for the Future of Work Research. Jobs and Anxiety is the title of this new report, I think. Hey, Paul, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Oh, I'll be back anytime. Thank you very much, Jim.
We love having you on the show. Paul McDonald, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.